Okay, so where should we go from here? Now we have like different concepts of unity. Now we even have this movement, so we have like four different words how to describe unity. And like we have things that unity can do, which is an interesting concept, but I think we can just go with it and just assume that unity can do something like acquire resources or buy a house or get a house for free or like. Or, I don't know, build a website or things. So, I mean, in the end, we know that people are doing it, but somehow they are doing it in the name of unity. So, it seems to other people that unity is doing it, and maybe we should just accept this vision and say, okay, like, if somebody sees this action as a unity action, then it is a unity action. We can just try to explain why it's not a unity action. So, for example, for some reason, because there was money involved, so it's not a unity action, but it's an individual action. But I mean, the concept of unity is having like an understanding what is a unity action and what is individual actions, which are not part of unity. Maybe even if the person is part of unity, then it can still be split up between an individual action and unity action. And I mean, the big question is if we should have something like this, because then I think people can never exist fully inside unity if they will always be able to do things which are not unity actions. So I think then unity is not really a community anymore, but is mostly one of something else. So basically, it's a I don't know how to call it, like. Because it just you can choose to be to live parts of your life in unity but others outside of unity. For example, if you go to the supermarket and buy food, then it's an action outside of unity, but if you go dumpster diving, then it's an action inside of unity or something. So we choose to promote dumpster diving but not going to the supermarket, which seems like a wise thing to some others does not. Or maybe a better example is to build your own garden, which could be interpreted as a unity action and share the food, but if you build a garden and sell the food, then it's not a unity action or something like this. So we could try to go in this direction, but we could also choose not to do this and maybe agree on other things, maybe more on outcomes. Like, for example, say unity is when everybody's happy, or unity is when we have this website running where people save food from supermarkets. Or unity is when, I don't know, something, when everybody's hitchhiking. Or, I don't know. So we can define unity as a state, so a thing that we want to reach. So right now, unity is defined by its vision and mission, which is quite vague. I think it be made more like the vision is basically this definition of a state. So we can say, okay, if everybody's acting how it's stated in the mission or in the vision, then no, if it's stated in the vision, then we have achieved unity or something like this. So everything that goes in the direction of the vision is unity. We could say it like this. But actually, it's a bit clearer defined in the mission. At least it should be. Like, the thing that you do to be unity is kind of defined in the mission. And actually, I'm not so sure about this whole thing because they're not clear in my head and I wasn't part of defining them back in Marlow. And I think they haven't been questioned much or also not discussed very much because they have mostly been mentioned in some aspects. But as you can see in my case, I would consider myself part of Unity, but actually I cannot cite the mission and vision myself. And I think there are others which have the same. So I don't know if you should kind of swore an oath to our vision and mission, so we always can remember it and always act according to it, So you can also find out like if you are acting according to the vision and mission, if you're not, or if like our vision and mission is much more vague, so we don't even have a common one maybe, or not a explicitly written down one. Or maybe we need to find a new vision and mission, which is more up to date with what people are doing right now, or people want to achieve right now.